Now, when we get into chapter 6, he's writing to these Hebrew Christians that can see already persecution coming. And now they want to even go back to Judaism again and lay again the foundation. May I say to you that we speak today of the fact that these folk here were babes in Christ, and that's all they were. And we're enjoined, you know, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. And to grow in grace means to grow in the knowledge, you see, of the Word of God. The way you can know about Christ and come close to Him is through the Word of God. They now were in danger of leaving that and going back to Judaism. And he mentions these baby things of Judaism, which actually had to do with a ritual. And everything he mentions here, very frankly, is that which, very candidly, has to do with these things that are babyhood things. Let us go on, he says in verse 1 of chapter 6, under perfection, completeness. Let's grow up. Let's start moving out. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. It's now turning from repentance. The works were the works of the law, you see, and continually trying to keep the law and then breaking it and then repenting, and then that's all baby stuff. And a faith toward God. And the Old Testament taught that. Just to say you believe in God, that doesn't mean that you've come very far, friends. And of the doctrine of baptism, and that hasn't anything to do with New Testament baptism. It is the washings of the Old Testament, and there were many of them. They were now beginning to want to go back and do those things, and all of those, they were just shadows. They were little pictures. They were negatives, and the spiritual picture that you have developed from that, it all speaks of Christ, and they were getting away from the reality, you see, the laying on of hands. And that was on the great day of atonement, the high priest put his hand on the offering. And when an individual sinned, he put his hand on that. And a great deal of that goes on today, the laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead. They believed in the resurrection of the dead. But now let's come up to the resurrection of Christ and a living Christ and of eternal judgment. And they believed in judgment. The Old Testament teaches all of this, but now let's grow up. Let's move away. And this will we do if God permits.